Assemblyman Kareem Kamara, who chairs the caucus, says the bill to decriminalize public possession of small amounts of marijuana is needed in part to fix an ongoing problem with the New York City Police Department's stop-and-frisk policy. He and other supporters gathered outside the Senate chamber to call for a vote.
We are here today to call on the Senate leadership to put this bill to the floor for a vote.
Assemblyman Kamara says young Black and Hispanic men are disproportionately targeted by police, and when asked to empty their pockets, they sometimes have small amounts of pot with them. In New York, private possession of small amounts of marijuana is already decriminalized, and violators are subject to just a fine. But under stop and frisk, when someone who is questioned has to take the drug out of their pocket, it then becomes public possession of marijuana. That person is charged with a misdemeanor and sometimes ends up with a permanent record.
It's not in the best interest of society to give these individuals a criminal record. It's bad for them, it's bad for the community. We compound the possibility of them getting a job and basically push them on the fringes of society.
Shaprice Townsend says he ended up facing charges after police stopped and searched him when he was returning home after a visit to his grandmother.
Next minute, I wind up getting my pocket searched empty, and I had a small bag of marijuana. Next minute, I'm arrested. I spent 3 days in jail because of this. And now, I don't want that to happen. I got two kids on the way, and I don't want that to happen to them.
Supporters say it's not just in New York City that young Blacks and Hispanics are more likely to be charged with marijuana possession. They say it's also true upstate. The sponsor of the bill in the Senate, Dan Squadron, is white.
My son may carry marijuana one day. He will never get a criminal record for doing it. Kareem's son may carry marijuana one day, and he's 9 to 10 times more likely for getting a criminal record for doing it. That's not a state any of us want to live in.
Squadron says there are the 32 yes votes in the Senate needed to pass the measure, but he says the bill has been bottled up because some Senate Republicans who lead the chamber in a power-sharing agreement are against further marijuana decriminalization. Senator Squadron says there are not 32 members, though, who are willing to buck the current Senate leadership and vote to actually put the bill on the floor for a vote. In order for that to happen, some members of the Independent Democratic Conference, which co-leads the Senate, would have to go against the wishes of their GOP governing partners. And Senator Squadron says so far that has not happened.
We are urging the 32 folks who are supportive of this issue to stand together to bring it to the floor, regardless of what the leaders say.
Governor Cuomo first made the decriminalization of public possession of small amounts of pot a top priority at the end of the 2012 legislative session. He did not convince the Senate to act, and though he listed it as a goal in 2013, he hasn't mentioned the issue in recent weeks. Senator Ruth Hassel Thompson says the governor could be doing more.
He has demonstrated in the past anything that he's wanted, he has made it happen. And he was the one who instigated this activity. So if he wants it, make it happen.
Supporters say if the session is really going to end on Thursday, June 20th, then a bill needs to be introduced by Monday night at the latest. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.